Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is www.jbsba.com. And when you get there, check out all the archives and the articles and all the other things you can do at my site. I think you'll find it's a great resource for you as you start, run, and grow your small business. And it's all free. It's all available to you for free at any time, on demand. It's not like any other small business site you've ever seen. And it's all there free, thanks to my organization and our great corporate sponsors. Karen Kerrigan is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, and she is in her eighth year as an outstanding member of our Brain Trust, one of the most dedicated members that we have. She's the president and the CEO of Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. And as you've heard me say before, pound for pound, nobody in the world does more for small business than Karen Kerrigan. Karen, welcome back to the show.
Good to be here. Always a pleasure, Jim.
It's good to have you back, Karen. You're one of my heroes. And Karen, I know that you attended the recent conference that the Office of Advocacy put on in Washington, D.C., and you were part of a panel. And the basic theme of the panel, of the conference, I should say, as I remember, was the relationship between entrepreneurship and economic development. Now, I'd like for you to tell us a little bit about what your panel talked about.
Yeah, really, the conference focused on the importance of the states and the roles that they play in terms of economic development. And I was very proud to be a part of this conference because, we do a lot of work at the federal level in terms of policy that impacts small business, but a lot happens at the state as well, and that's captured in our Small Business Survival Index in terms of how the states, how friendly or unfriendly they are to small business owners and entrepreneurs. So the panel that I participated in and moderated really did a contrast and a comparison of all the different types of indexes that are out there right now that do, rate the environment, of the various states in terms of how they treat entrepreneurs. And so I briefly discussed the Small Business Survival Index, what the inputs that we use to rate the states, and what our outcomes and what our goals are in terms of putting that together.
And that report, by the way, folks, has become basically the gold standard for such information. Ray Keating is your chief economist and the primary author of that, and my audience knows about that report because we've talked about it on the show before. So I want to congratulate you, Karen, on the quality of that document that your organization has put out and how important it's become.
It is, and actually, every year we update it, we make improvements, we, look at the inputs and see if there's something else that we need to include, and there'll be some changes that we make for next year because we really are trying to be responsive to, having the best data and the best input as possible to gauge, how friendly or unfriendly the states are. But there were various other panelists there's a Freedom Index, that is done by the Pacific Research Center and Forbes Magazine. And they look at 100 or 30 or more, type of inputs where we only have, 25.
Mm-hmm.
There was the Progressive Policy Institute that does sort of the New Economy Index that, looks at venture capital and looks at, just other things. I mean, I think ours is more or less a hard measurement of the size and scope of government from a tax, a regulatory perspective, workman's compensation, that, really we think from a policy standpoint, how these costs and burdens impact entrepreneurs. And then you have some of the other index that, include other things that they think are more important. And I think, we agreed to disagree on certain things, but we certainly agreed that, depending upon what the outcome of your index, what you want it to be, there's going to be these various type of indexes. But it was a very positive, engaging, and friendly discussion in our panel, for sure.
I got about 30 seconds before we go to a break. Give us an example of a deliverable, something you think that might have been taken away from that you're part of the conference that might actually help states to improve their economic development.
Oh, well, definitely. I think from the conference in general, there's certain models, best practices that were shared, particularly on the regulatory front in terms of states advancing accountability and review panels and looking at what the impact regs have on small business. There's a couple of states that shared what they're doing that helps to lessen the burden on businesses. So that's something that all the states could take back and learn.
Absolutely. We need to identify who those people are and put them up on a billboard or something in these other states as examples. Karen, stand by. We're going to take a quick break, folks. It's 20 till. We'll be right back with our good friend Karen Kerrigan, the president and CEO of Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Stay with us. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great time with our good friend Karen Kerrigan, the president and the CEO of Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, which is an organization that's now in its 11th year, right, Karen?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm so proud of you. And as you know, folks, in case just so that you won't get any confused at all, but some of you, Karen, some of our audience have been listening to you and me on the show for a long time. And so they had a name change at their 10th anniversary from Small Business Survival Committee to Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council.
That's right.
So give us the website.
It's sbecouncil.org, sbecouncil.org.
If sbsc.org is in their favorites, will it still get them there?
Absolutely.
All right, so don't worry about that, folks. Well, you know, we've said the old website so many times. I'm sure many of these people have got it just imprinted on their brain.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's going to be a transition.
Yeah.
It may be a long transition, but we're going to maintain that domain and it, you know, for quite a few years.
Well, I hope you'll check out.
It takes a long time, and we have government agencies, we have companies, we have organizations, we have, you know, several hundred entities or more that link to us and use us as a resource. So, you know, it's going to take time for that transition. So we're definitely going to maintain that.
And also, I want to encourage folks to go to her website because of all the great information. You know, one of the things, Karen, that I talked about a couple of weeks ago in my newsletter was about the importance of staying connected to the political process, the public policy debate. And, of course, I referenced your website and your organization as one for folks to check on. And folks, I encourage you, if I could give you three websites to go to get plugged into the public policy debate, to find out what's going on and see how you're being impacted by public policy and what some people are doing about that, at the top of the list would be Karen's website and the sbecouncil.org website. And so check that out. And also, Karen, you've got a leadership briefing coming up the last week of April, which coincides with the SBA's expo.
It does, a National Small Business Week as well.
Yep.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a great time for us to have a leadership briefing, and then if people wanted to stay for the SBA Expo, they could do that as well. But, yeah, this will be probably 75 to 100 of our top leaders throughout the country who will be coming, you know, getting a briefing on the issues, you know, with top members of Congress, with the top policy leaders in the country. We'll have a White House briefing. You know, these are, you know, the people who have been engaged with our organization for some time, who are committed to it, and who will be doing some lobbying up on the Hill with respect to some key small business issues. So we're really excited about that.
And you can sign up there on the website, folks, if you want to come. And by the way, folks, if you remember, those of you who subscribe to my letter or read my article in the papers, you know that I recommend that I talk about the two ways you can participate. One's indirectly, which would be as a member of the SBE Council and Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, so that you can let Karen and her folks represent you as they do very well. Or you can do it directly. Or you can, and of course, actually, you probably would want to do both if you can. But this is just an example. When I talk about about either being involved in the public policy debate that affects your small business, or taking what you're given by those who can assume you don't care, I hope you'll choose the former. And because if you're not involved, if you're not plugged into the public policy debate, that's all you can hope for, is to take what you're given by politicians and bureaucrats who can correctly assume that you don't care. You need a voice. You need to be represented in the public policy debate. And so I hope you'll do that directly or indirectly. And so check out sbecouncil.org and get started on that process. Karen, let's talk about some of the issues that are on the table right now. First, I want to say that I'm glad to know that the minimum wage increase was not passed this last week.
Yeah, you know, and it really, you know how this thing was always a huge fight and a big hubbub, and we just see the emotion and the political nature of this issue, just sort of the life being drained out of it, which is great from our perspective,
right?
Because, you know, I just think, I mean, and also I think it shows you the diminishing influence and power of the labor unions in general as well.
Right. But and Ted Kennedy.
Kennedy. And Ted Kennedy. And I just think people are beginning to understand that, what every commission since President Carter, you know, has pretty much concluded, that, you know, raising the minimum wage is a direct cost on small business, their labor costs, and does nothing to help the people that it was intended to. In fact, it just, reduces the number of starting wage jobs. So I was so happy to see us just being able to defeat both proposals, not only the Kennedy minimum wage hike, but also the Republican alternative, which didn't need to happen anyway. That, it's just why are you giving in on these issues? You know what I mean?
And it's a bunch of yellow bellies, is what I call them.
Well, you know, it even got less votes than the Democrat one, because all the Democrats voted against it. But,
right,
you know, it's sort of one of these goofy exchanges. If you increase the minimum wage, and we'll give you all these millions of tax credits. You know,
right,
what I mean? Which,
yeah,
which for us is complex, and, you know. So that was dead and gone. We also this week were able to fight back what's called the PAYGO rule when it comes to the budget, which would have really hurt any possibility of getting any of these tax cut relief measures permanent,
mm-hmm,
in the budget process.
Congratulations
on
that.
That was a big fight as well.
Karen, hold on. We've got to take a quick,
sure,
break. When we come back, I want to ask Karen about some of the health care public policy issues that are out there. I know she's working on, too. Tintel, stay with us.
Say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion.
We're back at 7:10. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Karen Kerrigan is our guest and our good friend, the president, the CEO of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, sbecouncil.org is the website. And I encourage you to check it out and join this organization, folks. It's a great organization. Also, We Inc., Women Entrepreneurs Inc. Karen, tell us about that.
Yes, an advocacy organization, networking education organization. We are 35,000 members strong now, doing a lot of great projects. We're just keeping so busy, and we've got a really fun project at the end of May. We'll be in Tunisia.
Wow.
In Tunis, working with the Mideast Partnership Initiative of the U.S. State Department.
You need any help over there? I'll hold your code,
yeah,
or whatever you need. Can I go?
But we're sponsoring a major conference over there with 200 of high-growth companies from the Mideast region. It's going to be a phenomenal project, and we've got a great U.S. delegation of women entrepreneurs that will be going over. And that's exciting. And then next week, the week after next, actually, I'll be in Qatar, in Qatar, in Doha.
Thank you for, no, you said it right the first time. Thank you for doing that, by the way.
And where I'll be speaking at a Mideast and democracy conference and talking about the role of women in building economies and democracies. And that's going to be exciting. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on in the Mideast.
By the way, I just want to stop for a second. Folks, it's not gutter and it's not cutter. It's Qatar. So and you said it right to start with, and it irritates me when people, it's laziness to me when they, and you see people on the big networks saying that name incorrectly. So anyway, that's one of my little pet peeves. Karen, what about the medical issue, the Association of the Health Plans? Are we any closer?
Well, in the Education Workforce, committee yesterday, actually, or the day before. I'm losing track of my days. But anyway, that was the first victory, getting out of committee. And it did, so we're out of committee again in the House.
On HPs. All right. I didn't know that. That's great.
And then, which sets it up pretty much for sure passage in the House.
Wow.
Sometime in the very near future. But it's passed two times in the House already.
The Senate's really where we're stuck, isn't it?
The challenge in that Senate, in that darn Senate. And so we've got a lot of work on our hands over on the Senate side, and that's where everyone is sort of really working very hard.
There's no reason not to pass this.
Well,
there's
some Republicans over there who are, just are not budgeable on this, and certainly a lot of Democrats. But, you've got people like Senator Byrd on board from the Senate. You've got...
Byrd's on board with this?
He is.
Wow.
And,
I'll have to take back some of the things I've been saying about him. But I'm not going to take back.
They do one thing for you, right?
And I'm not going to take back the things I've said about Ted Kennedy.
All of a sudden, they're on your good guy list, huh?
Right.
And that's how you get things done in Washington. You got to sort of go after who you can. And but anyway, so the Senate is the obstacle in that regard. But look, we're moving forward with maybe some health savings accounts enhancements, tax credits for individuals. We're certainly pushing for a nationwide marketplace of health coverage to allow people to purchase health insurance in any state that they want.
Right. Across state lines, which is where we're stuck right now for a lot of reasons, a lot of issues. Karen, what was the SBE Council on the bankruptcy bill? What you guys stand on that?
Well, we sort of took a pass. We did have concerns about what it would do to potentially stunt risk-taking and entrepreneurship, some of the credit and the bankruptcy rules. But we really were just, we really didn't take like a position one way or the other.
I think it's a good thing because I think it's a bad thing whenever somebody can run up $900 worth of credit card debt and take a Chapter 7 and walk away from everything.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's what was happening.
It was, but there was some restrictive stuff in there that we were concerned about with respect to, the mixing of, small business and personal debt and blah, blah, blah. But at any rate, if it works to improve, we're for it. But there are other pressing issues for small business that we are focusing on and continue to.
Absolutely. I got 20 seconds. Give us one more.
Oh, the Sarbanes-Oxley Act. My gosh. I mean, people don't understand the impact that this has had on small public companies.
Huge impact.
And small businesses that want to go public and small businesses that wish to merge or be acquired by big public companies. And even small businesses who do audits. I mean, some accounting firms are beginning to absorb these restrictive internal requirements.
The audit expenses that roll downhill and it becomes more expensive for everybody. Karen, thank you for being here. Give us your website one more time.
FBECouncil.org.
Thank you very much for being here. And for all you do for small business, we thank you.
Thank you.
See you. Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back real soon. In fact, next month, we're going to get her back. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. You're my heroes. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.